from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, where does the time go? 3 hours in, after a worldwide technical crisis, and I don't know what we've talked about at all for any of the 3 hours. Has it been a good show? Has it been a bad show? Is it somewhere in the middle? I have no feel for today's radio program. But I do know this, that the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. That much I do know.
Mm-hmm.
Has it been a good show?
I think so.
Okay. Callus, has it been good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A rousing endorsement from you?
What do you mean, yeah?
I've blacked out. I feel very Starkey-ish in this moment right now. Like, I don't know what we've talked about.
I don't either.
I don't know how we got here, but Here we are.
Yes. Kind of feel bad for making Crowley mad, and I feel bad I didn't prepare a segment, and I just... It's been a fine show.
These are the things that people don't know about.
It's okay. That's why I'm feeling... I'm feeling weird.
It's been an odd one today. I think we can all agree on that.
Yes.
And speaking of odd, let's throw some ends on there, and let's get to odds and ends. Thank you for coming to PNC Park.
Yes.
Tomorrow's probables, Luis Ortiz versus some guy named Sanchez.
Yes. This is odds and ends version of the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Philadelphia Phillies. What time's the game? First pitch, 6:40?
That's right, baby.
All right. Let's get it rolling. I'll go first. Crowley, you go second. Callus, you can go third. On what we like on today's matchup, Pirates, Phillies, PNC Park, 6:40, first pitch. All right. Over, under, Andrew McCutchen a hit. I am going to go over. He gets one hit tonight.
I don't want to say what popped right into my mind. He's probably not going to play.
That could be a possibility.
We need to get Andrew McCutchen more rest. He just had all this rest. Wasn't an all-star. He live tweeted the entire all-star game.
He did.
We got to get that 38-year-old some rest. I think he will play, and he will lead off. And it's hot. Phillies in town. Remember being there when he hit a ball off the wall in center field like a decade ago to walk the Phillies off. Yeah, he'll get a hit in today's game.
Callus?
Yes, over.
All right. Consensus. Rowdy Tellez over under a hit tonight. I'm going to go no.
I hope that Rowdy Tellez can keep some level, maintain some level that he had at the end of the first half. He's facing a righty tonight. He's probably going to hit cleanup. Yeah, I think Rowdy keeps it going. Let's go.
Gals?
Let's go, big old Rowdy.
I'm going to say that he's not going to get one.
I'm with you.
I think Aaron Nola is tough, and I think the Phillies are tough, and he struggled against them earlier on in the year. I don't think tonight of the nights is going to be the one he's going to get a hit.
Brian Reynolds over under two hits. I'm going to say yes. I think he comes back firing. Right after his nice all-star appearance, Brian Reynolds, two hits tonight.
He had the most Brian Reynolds all-star appearance of Brian Reynolds all-star appearances. Nothing spectacular. Yep. Gets up there, first pitch swinging, just deposit it the opposite way for a knock.
Uh-huh.
He's going to keep it going, and they need him to keep it going. I don't think he's going to be a 350 hitter like he's been for the last month and a half, but I think you're going to see all-star caliber Brian Reynolds from now until October.
I'm going to say under. I think he's good enough for one hit, okay, but I don't know about multiple hits.
Aaron Nola's a tough customer, man.
He is pretty good. He is pretty.
And he's good on the road, too.
Good.
6-1 with a 3.33 ERA outside of Philadelphia.
Cabrian Hayes, over under, a hit. I'm going to go over. He does get a hit, too. I think the bats are going to be popping today.
I'm going to go under, but he did figure it out a little bit before the break. And I'm hoping that the back feels great with a few days off. He really quietly all of a sudden now is the league leader at third base in defensive runs saved. Kind of wasn't great defensively early by his standards, but he's right back where he belongs. I do think he's going to have a better second half than he did first half. Maybe not to last year's numbers where he had that two-month tear. I'm just not sure it starts tonight against a really tough righty. Key Bryan has struggled against right-handed pitching.
I will say under. I don't have confidence he'll get a hit. I think he's... I don't have confidence in him very much. I want him to get hot, but like, you never know.
O'Neill Cruz? Does he homer tonight?
Oh! Mm. No.
If he does, I think it'll be in garbage time. So I'll say yes.
I'm going to say yes, too.
Garbage time. You got the Pirates scoring like 46 runs tonight.
No, they're getting a lot of hits. I mean, there's one run right there. I mean,
two hits for Brian Reynolds, one hit for Key, one hit for McCutchen.
It's an offensive explosion.
I think so.
O'Neill Cruz with a home run.
Yeah.
The Pirates fourth, by the way, in Major League Baseball in July in runs scored. But I think, not to hijack it here, but I think that that is a misleading stat. Because if you look back, okay, what they did against the White Sox, all right, fine. But they scored, what, 14 runs in a game against the Mets. They scored 12 runs in a game against the Brewers. And then between those two games, it's just been like, kind of what they've been giving you all year long.
Bryce Harper, does he homer tonight? I'm going to say no.
I think we talk about an offensive explosion. I would love to be wrong about this. But Martin Perez is the guy you turn to right after the break. As a fly ball pitcher against a team that can score runs and has power up and down the lineup, I think multiple Phillies are ding-donging off of Martin Perez tonight. So sure, why the heck not with a Bryce Harper dinger?
Yeah, Harper's, I don't know, I think he's subtly good against lefties as well. So I will say, yeah, he's going to homer. It's Martin Perez on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
And unless, like, Chapman or Holderman get in there later. Bednar's healthy now, yeah. I don't think any of the middle relief guys or any of the starters right now they're putting out there are going to hold him from going deep.
Kyle Schwarber, does he homer tonight? I'm going to say yes, Kyle Schwarber is going to homer.
That guy, I can't stand.
Why?
I hate Kyle Schwarber.
Why?
Because all the things that are wrong with Major League Baseball are encompassed and embodied by one slightly chubby guy. Although he actually looks lean now. But he is the epitome of, I'm either going to strike out or I'm going to hit a ball 500 feet and there's no in-between and nobody hits 300 anymore. Nobody knows how to lay down a bunt. Nobody knows how to hit the ball the opposite way. Nobody knows how to leg out a single. Nobody knows how to move a runner. Nobody knows how to have productive outs. And it's all because everybody wants to be Kyle Flippin' Schwarber, who's just going to go yad and he's not going to do anything else.
Would you rather be Schwarber or Rowdy Tellez for the first 2 months of this season?
No, I mean, I understand that Kyle Schwarber is good for today. Is good as a player in today's Major League Baseball, but I think he is today's baseball personified, and I don't love the way that today's baseball is played. But yeah, he'll probably hit a homer into the river, and it's going to be the longest homer at PNC Park's history because he's going up against Martin Perez in Game 1 out of the All-Star break.
I don't know if he's as good as lefties. I'm going to say no, he's not going.
He's not.
I could be wrong here, but I feel like that I'm right. So this guy, he, going into the All-Star break, leads the league in doubles. So, and he has the biggest personality in Major League Baseball. Alec Boehm, the third baseman of the Phillies, two total bases, over, under. I'm going to go over.
Yes! Yes, two total bases.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Can you tell I'm not optimistic? So excited to see the Pirates. We were talking about this getting coffee. Like, it's been so long since we've seen the Bucks. We're all thirsty for it, and the crowds are going to be great. The atmosphere is going to be fabulous, and it kind of sucks the life out of me that Martin Perez is starting tonight for the Bucks. And then you go Marco Gonzalez on Sunday.
Well, the way Doran's throwing it around, it's going to be an offensive type of performance tonight.
Yes. Yeah, by both teams.
But I think Aaron Nola is going to do
Aaron
well.
Nola things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Perez. Is it Perez or Perez?
I always say Perez.
Perez. Martin Perez. Over under 3 strikeouts. I'm going to go. I am going to go.
Wait, real quick. Is that the official line?
That's one of them, yeah. Well, yeah, that was the lowest one. I think the odds on that were like 250 or something, minus 250. So usually, I think at the actual line will probably be around 4.
Okay.
But I went 3. So I'm going to go. I am going to go under.
I'm sorry, Martin Perez. I'm going under too. Or under as well, I should say.
Yeah. Yeah, under. I want to believe he can strike out more, but I can't. It's a tough lineup.
Yeah,
he's the one starter that I don't have faith in. Like, Marco Gonzalez has been really good. In limited time, but really good. Priester has sort of turned it around. Luis Ortiz, since being placed in the rotation, has been very good. You know what Keller is. You know what Skeens is.
It's the team you're playing, though, too. Like, mm-hmm. If Perez were up against the Cardinals, I'd be like, all right, you know. Yeah, you could probably neutralize them. There's not that many dangerous hitters. The Phillies just have too many dangerous hitters. And
do you guys think, not to cut you off, Kyle, do you guys think that they've positioned themselves here where it's like, all right, we want to try to steal the Phillies series, and then we've got our big dogs going up in the next two series?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, if you can win 2 out of 3 in this series, basically with your two worst starters on the mound in 2 of the 3 games, and then you go into the Cardinals and Arizona series with your best lined up, you're going to feel really good about yourselves.
Yes.
That's a tall mountain to climb.
That's what I was talking about on the early morning show. I was like, I can't really see it, but then I was talking myself through it, and I'm like, yeah, you got two teams that you're chasing in the wild card race. Put your best foot forward there.
All right, let's get through the rest of these. Aaron Nola, over under 6 strikeouts.
Easy over.
Under for me.
I think he's going to be under. I don't think he's going to strike out that many. No. I say under, yeah.
Under? Okay. Pirates plus 1.5 on the line. Getting plus 1.5, obviously, from the Phillies. Yes or no? You taking that?
No, they lose 9-3.
I'll take the over.
I will take the runs. Over under for the total runs in the game, 7.5.
Over. Oh, over.
Definitely going over overrun 7.5. I'm definitely going way over. I mean, basically from what we've just been talking about, I just said that there's gonna be a lot of hits and a lot of scoring in this game.
One more time, what is
7.5?
All right, over, yeah.
A lot of people seem to love this segment via the text line, Doran,
really?
By the way. Yeah.
Yeah, we just throw it together.
Award winning.
Very.
Texter, real quick, sorry. How could you possibly think they could win 2 of 3 in this series? That's ridiculous. It's baseball, for God's sakes.
They took 2 of 4 earlier in the year in Philadelphia, too.
They took 2 of 3 against the Dodgers, too.
Yes, and I also didn't say they were going to. I said they're probably looking at it. We could steal it. And then you got your dogs lined up against two teams you're competing for wild card supremacy against.
All right, last one. Do the Pirates win?
No.
Yes, they win.
I'm going to say no.
This is so stupid, guys, but like, if they find a way to win tonight against the Phillies with Martin Perez on the mound, I'm going to be so overjoyed. Like, it's not going to change my full-on season predictions or anything like that, but you're going to have to come slap me upside the head. I'm going to be giddy.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a close game. I just... Crowley said it already. The Perez is just not inspiring.
How many Phillies fans are going to be there?
A decent amount.
10K?
Yes.
Yeah. I think 10K might be where you start the bidding.
Mm-hmm.
And I like when an environment like that comes to be. Like, it juices everything up, because then Pirates fans are going to be more vocal by extension. But it wouldn't shock me if we're talking 12, 13,000 Phillies fans down there. And they're going to be down there. They're probably down there drinking right now.
Oh, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. That was odds and ends.
Yes, that's it.
I like it.
I do, too.
Mm-hmm. What about a season odds and ends? Second half of the season odds and ends.
Is that Monday?
Yeah, let's do it.
Did we ever do a first half?
We did do a Pirates, like, time capsule thing where we made season predictions. Okay. We'll revisit those at the end of the
year. I think I can find them if they do exist.
It'll be podcasted somewhere, 937thefan.com. It is 9:13. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency and give Sonia and see what they can do for you. You can give us a ring on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. 412-928-9370. We saw a tweet that you sent to me just prior to the show when we were in the throngs of dealing with a worldwide technical difficulty, and it had to do with commissioners in sports. And I want to chase that shiny object for a minute.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
You can text us 412-928-9370, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And someone texted in and said something along the lines of, why are you guys breaking down one game out of a Pirates-Phillies series with odds and ends? Well, because this is a team in the playoff race, because the games mean more now. You got 66 of these things going forward.
There's a lot of reasons why it's the Phillies. They're one of the best teams in baseball.
That's right.
And it's Philadelphia against Pittsburgh. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why we kind of took this game and did odds and ends with it. And it's out of the All-Star breaks, and we haven't had baseball. We need our baseball fix, and this is a perfect way to do it.
40,000 people are going to be there tonight. 40,000 people are going to be there tomorrow night. There are going to be 30,000 plus there on Sunday. People are geeked up about this series, and it could be a springboard, a real springboard into the second half of the year. And we've already talked about it. You win 36 of your final 66 games, you're going to have more than a puncher's chance to make the playoffs at 84 wins, which is how the Marlins and the Diamondbacks got in last year. And I think the Pirates could be this year's Diamondbacks. I'm not saying they're going to definitely go to the World Series or anything like that, but when you've got the rotation that they have, and if they got to the playoffs, you'd have to think that they'd have made a couple of moves for bats. Then, yeah, you have a chance. When you're talking short series, when you're talking small sample size, when you're talking about throwing Paul Skeens and Mitch Keller two times in a series, when you're talking about Jared Jones. So, yeah, all the games right now are taking on more of a football feel. Like, when you lose a series now, it's going to hurt. Mm-hmm. When you win a series now, it's going to feel damn good. And so we're going to treat it like that as we get ever closer to Steelers training camp. They've done at least that, Doran. They have got us to Steelers training camp.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Thank you.
And you never know if that's going to happen. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You pointed this out to me. So Dove Kleiman, who's one of those big football insider people on the webs, on the interwebs, tweeted out the salaries of all of the major four sports commissioners. Roger Goodell making $63.9 million a year.
What?
$63.9 million. It was like 5 years ago he was pulling in $44
million
a year. Yes. Which was also pretty good. Think you can live off of that, the $44 million. Rob Manfred making $17.5 million, Adam Silver making $10 million, and then Gary Bettman making $9.5 million. What screams out to me immediately is that Adam Silver should probably make a lot more than Gary Bettman.
Yes.
He is stewarding right now the NBA through contract negotiations and TV rights deals. And they're going to be making $1.6 billion a year or something like that. And now TNT and Turner has a chance to match. $10 million when Gary Bettman's making $9.5 million. I'd be complaining if I were Adam Silver.
Mm-hmm.
As for Goodell, I think it's inarguable that he's done right by the owners and the franchises. So he has earned that money. The lightning rod guy seems to be Rob Manfred. And there are so many things wrong economically with baseball. We are Pirates fans. No fan base in professional sports can cry foul about the way that their league is structured more than Pittsburgh Pirates fans can cry about baseball. That being said, I think that he's done a good job. We watch every game. It's our job. But everyone who listens to this station, you're big-time sports fans, it is easier to watch baseball now than it has been since probably 1998, in my opinion.
Yes.
The games go faster. You've eliminated the shifts. It feels not all the way back, because we talked about the Schwarber thing in the last segment, but it feels more like baseball than it did 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago when they're shifting three true outcomes. I think the rule changes, the adding of extra wild card teams, because you're not going to have everybody that's paying the same. You've at least kept more fan bases engaged by inviting more teams, more organizations to the playoff table. I think Rob Manfred, for the sport, has done a really, really good job.
Extra innings as well with the second baseman.
I actually like that.
The thing that he's done, he has the pulse on the times. We're in 2024, and I think that he understands that you need to grow the sport, you need to keep people engaged, and you need to get kids playing and falling in love with baseball again like they once did whenever we were younger and obviously before us. And their attention spans aren't that long. It just is what it is.
No, they're battling the smartphone as much as they're battling anything else.
So how do you evolve if you are an entity, a sports entity, with what the landscape is of younger people? And that's to make it engaging as possible and make it faster. Like, there's no lulls. You want to make the game like, oh my gosh, like, look, I can't miss this. Oh my gosh, if I turn my head, I'm going to miss a pitch. Like, that's how I feel sometimes. Sometimes if I, like, go look, grab my phone, oh man, I'm going to miss the Skeens pitch because it's going so fast.
Yeah, you got 14 seconds.
You got 14 seconds. So I think that he has done a fantastic job with creating the engagement and being locked in for younger people.
Mm-hmm.
And for everybody, really. But for younger people mostly, that's what you're targeting because you want to get them more involved in watching the sport.
And it should be pointed out, too, I think everything you said is correct. When I talk about the economic structure of baseball, the players are as complicit in that as ownership. Major League Baseball's players union does not want there to be a salary cap, salary floor structure. They don't. They're never going to allow that to happen. It would take missing a full season, and then who even knows, of a strike. Like that, it's not going to happen. And so Rob Manfred, knowing that, has done what he can to help fix the sport. I think you need eventually robot umpires.
Yeah.
I don't think that's keeping people from watching the game, though. But length of game before? Absolutely was.
Gosh.
You know, I always used to say, you can try to fix baseball, but you can't take the pace out of baseball. Baseball is inherently slow. He's proven me wrong.
Right.
It's sped up. And, you know, college football games aren't getting any shorter. NFL games aren't getting any shorter, but there's 17 of those. There's 12 college football games. You want to watch your team, you got 12 Saturdays to do it. You want to watch your NFL team, you got 17 Sundays or whatever to do it.
Major League Baseball, you need to keep people's attention span 162 times.
Yeah.
You can't do that 4 hours a pop. You just can't. And you need more action in the game. And so when a ball is put in play, you need it to 30% of the time find some grass.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't getting that before because you put a ball in play and you wind up lining out to the third baseman who's playing in right field behind the second baseman. Mm-hmm. Like, crap like that needed to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think Rob Manfred's done a really good job, and I don't want it to be lost either. The expanded playoffs is so huge. It's so huge. The Pirates are never going to spend $150 million. But you don't need to when you can bring three wild card teams to the playoffs every year. Like, you have manufactured interest now in markets where you wouldn't have had interest before. Like, when there was one wild card team, this year would be the Braves.
Right.
It'd be done.
Done.
Like, the Cardinals, done. Sorry, probably not going to make it. Pirates, don't even think about it. Hey, the Nationals, they'll probably be sellers at the deadline. They're six-ish games back right now, but they can feel like they're kind of in it because there's two wild card teams. Now, Roger Goodell, I battled back against that when the NFL added playoff teams. But I get why you do it. I mean, you're selling more from a TV standpoint because you've got these games that matter that are now on television. But we here in Pittsburgh have a 500 baseball team. But we can hope and we can dream that they can make the playoffs because they've made it easier to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. And especially in baseball, where it's basically the Premier League. Where Manchester United's going to spend all this money, Manchester City's going to spend all this money, and then these also-ran programs like Sheffield United that nobody's even heard of, they're playing in the same league, but not really. The Pirates aren't the Yankees. The Pirates aren't the Dodgers. The Pirates aren't the Phillies. They're not the Mets. They're not the Red Sox. But if you lower the barrier of entry into the playoffs, you keep the fan base engaged. And I think he's done a good job of that.
Absolutely. I do question Bettman a little bit, though.
Absolutely.
I feel like there's ways that you can grow that sport and televise it and get more engagement there that they've been missing out. And I feel like it's kind of half, you know what?
They should have fought harder to have the NHL on ESPN instead of Versus.
Yes.
Instead of NBC.
Yes.
Because ESPN's only going to do what benefits them. And we have seen, since ESPN has been one of the rights holders, they're going to talk about it on SportsCenter.
Mm-hmm.
They have a new studio show that they set up, hosted by Butchie Gross, that they didn't have before. They did away with it whenever they lost the rights. Like, ESPN ain't what it used to be, but ESPN still carries weight. And for him to not have seen the forest through the trees there, and they were on a channel, you'd be watching, it'd be fishing, and then it would be the NHL on Versus,
right.
And then it would be cornhole, for God's sakes, or bowling,
right.
Or not even the World Series of Poker, some off-brand poker game. And they don't market the stars either.
No.
And we just watched the All-Star game. If Paul Skeens would not have been named the starter by Torrey Lovello, he would have been named the starter by Rob Manfred. I have no doubt about that. Yep. A report came out to indicate that after it had already been mentioned that he was the All-Star Game starter. So he's got it figured out, and Gary Bettman doesn't. And I think that Adam Silver was super popular early with getting rid of Sterling and kind of being a player's commissioner. The ratings have kind of gone down in the NBA, but then if you wind up selling it for $1.6 billion... Okay, so what? A little ratings drop. What's it mean? It's a drop in the bucket, whatever you consider the new TV deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be absolutely massive.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Gary Bettman comes in at a distant fourth. All right, coming up next, we got a couple of Pirates-related Twitter polls we want to get your thoughts on at 412-928-9370. Fan Morning Show Twitter polls brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at SouthHillsKia.net. Been a whirlwind of a show today. Started off with a bunch of technical difficulties. I'm sure a lot of you out there were dealing with the same stuff at your work as the third-party security system that deals with Microsoft went through an update around 2 a.m. this morning, and everything went to hell in a handbasket, including a bunch of flights around the world having to get canceled. Planes grounded. Total mess. But we have battled through. We can deal with adversity. Just like these buckos sitting here at 48 and 48 at the All-Star break. And on MLB.com, they listed a goal for every single team in the second half of the season. Like, some are very sad. Like, hey, White Sox, try to get stuff for all your best players. Hey, Washington, let's see how your prospects develop at the big league level. But what they wrote for the Pirates is get over the hump, get to the playoffs. That should be the goal. And the subject of one of our Fan Morning Show Twitter poll questions today was that. Can the Pirates go 36-30 down the stretch and get to that 84 win mark that got a couple of teams into the playoffs last year? And the voting is split on this, Doran. 52% of the people said yes. 48% of the people said no. If they are to do it, if they are to be a playoff team, what are some of the things that need to happen to get them there in the second half, in your opinion?
They need to get that the outfield. They need to get a bat there. Rooker. That's the guy I think that has to be targeted. That guy can really enhance this lineup. And you got to stay consistent. You got to ask your guys that are in the organization already, as I believe Charrington said about a couple of weeks ago, and so did Nutting. We need our guys that are here to develop and come through. Guys like Brian Hayes needs to be consistent. It needs to be just a little bit better, actually, than consistent. You hope that Rowdy Tellez can be consistent. Nick Gonzalez, just keep doing your thing. I mean, he's a nice bright spot. He had a little lull at one point in the season, but whenever he first came up with Skeens, he was a bright spot. I think he really helped this lineup and helped them win some games. And Brian Reynolds staying consistent, we know that. But I would like to see O'Neill. I would like to see those things, and we already know that McCutcheon's McCutcheon. But I would like to see O'Neill Cruz start to transition into being a dog.
A dog.
A dog.
D-A-W-G.
Being a guy. Like you told us earlier that there was the top 10 shortstops in Major League Baseball who put it out there?
This was MLB Network.
MLB Network. And he was not a part of that. I'd like to see him at least 9.
Get
in there.
Achieve your potential.
10. If he's top 10, then I think that they can do it. I think that they can be what we're talking about and have an actual chance of doing this. But it does kind of fall on some of the guys that are actually here, but if you can add, that'd be a definitely a bonus.
No doubt about that. And two names come to mind. You mentioned Brent Rooker. If he didn't play for Oakland, he'd be an MVP candidate this year. He got a 942 OPS. That's eighth best in the sport. He's hit 21 home runs, and that would put him where? In the top 10. That would give him the same amount of dingers, that gives him the same amount of home runs as Bryce Harper, who everyone thinks obviously very highly of and is probably going to be in Cooperstown one day. So if you could get a Brent Rooker, then, I mean, that really would push you big time. Like, one impact bat of that status in the lineup can take you a long way when you pitch as well as they pitch. But I also kind of think that their bigger need is center field. And I don't know what you do if you add a Brent Rooker. Like, Jazz Chisholm makes a ton of sense because he's a center fielder. They're playing him a little bit at second base right now, I think, to showcase him. Mm-hmm. But he's a true center fielder. If you had him, you had Brian Reynolds. I mean, that is a pretty good place to start in the outfield. He's not as good of a player as Rooker. But if you've got Rooker, yeah, he makes a big difference. I wonder how you still feel about center field, though. Like, you still got a gaping hole there.
Yeah, absolutely.
With Michael A. Taylor and with Jack Sawinski as your two primary options there. As for what you need to do internally, you need Jared Jones to come back and be Jones again, too. And when he comes back, he's got to be every bit as good as he was in the first half. Because as much as I believe in Bailey Falter and what Luis Ortiz has done, and Marco Gonzalez has proven it over the years, he can be a quality pitcher. If we're looking for that upside, if we're looking at this second half of the season schedule, which is one of the top 10 hardest schedules in Major League Baseball, you can't just have good starters. You need Skeens, you need Keller, and you need Jared Jones to be dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's a chance when he comes back that you're not going to have to limit him at all because he's going to have missed so much time. I'm hoping he can just go out there and you can feel confident he can pitch 6 innings for you every night. If he can, if he's the same guy, that's going to go a long way. But the other dude is obviously Key Brian Hayes.
Yeah.
Because I think Reynolds will take a little bit of a step back. You want O'Neill Cruz, as you mentioned, to take that leap forward. But Key Brian Hayes, if you're talking about a performance that we've gotten to this point and where we've seen guys play in the past, the biggest gulf between previous performance and where they are right now is Key Brian Hayes. And if he can be even close to what he was in those last 2 months last year, you're really going to have a chance. But 36-30, man, that's their winning percentage after Skeens got called up is 544. If you perform at a 544 level the rest of the way, that's 36-30.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're asking for much, but you do need a couple of those guys, as we've mentioned, to play better than they have and play up to their expectation level. Coming up next, we got Social Media's Biggest Loser. It's brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Going to hand things over to Donnie Football, who is filling in for Joe Starkey and Paul Zeiss today. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Jason Mackey has just graced us with his presence. He covered the All-Star game. He's going to be in with Donnie for 4 hours.
Nice.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. He's very tall.
Am I allowed to out the tall guy for being the dude, I'm about to anyhow, who saw John Heyman eat crap and trip over a trash can at the All-Star festivities in Texas?
That was a good time. To be fair, John stayed on his feet, but that trash can was causing some problems.
Were you howling?
Everybody. We all kind of looked at each other like, what the heck
is that? Is he a nice guy?
I've never talked to him.
Okay. Because he's really well-respected, and he breaks a lot of stories, but I got to tell you, I've never met the man, never talked to the man. He might be the world's nicest man. He is so much of a big market stooge. He is so much of an ownership stooge that I don't ever want to have to credit him for anything.
Yeah, I hate the national dive bombs. That was a major pet peeve of mine on the beat, and it still is. Like, these people who don't pay attention to the team whatsoever, but they're doing, they're trading you-know-what with agents and ownership and whatever, and like they create a mess, and then all the readers go,
why doesn't the local guy break anything? Well, because I can't tell anybody about the Cardinals or the Angels or whatever stuff this guy's trading.
You can't barter information in the same way.
Right. And you don't matter to an agent the way that John Heyman does, because he's going around to all of the clubs, and they think that like I'm sitting on my butt not trying. Like, no, people just don't answer your text or your calls. You can call and text as much as you want. And believe me, I busted my butt. I think I did a pretty good job on the beat. But, like, the national dive bombs is what I call them, and it drives me crazy.
Yes, I can see that. Mm. Can I also be really honest here? When I said we were graced by Jason Mackey's presence, I was not planning on inviting him onto the program.
I'm sorry. I thought that was a cue. Fine, I'll shut up,
no,
Crowley.
I thought it was too. I was like, yes, sit down, have something to say, but I guess not.
Wait a second. Yes. You asked me the question about Heyman. Don't backpedal now.
Exactly.
You made me answer a question about Heyman, and then you're trying to act like you didn't invite me on.
He does it a lot.
You
a
were
lot.
Wrong, friend.
Do you know what happened there? Is I forgot that I said that. I forget what happened for the entire 4 hours we did today.
Yeah, me too.
We had catastrophic technical issues to begin the show, as did the entire natural world. So we're not alone in that, but the whole day has been a whirlwind. It has.
Mm-hmm.
And we were supposed to do Social Media's Biggest Loser there. We got the sponsor in. You said Paul Feinbaum was going back and forth with Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. Lane Kiffin kind of called him out of him being wrong, and Lane Kiffin kind of ended the interview being like, I just don't even know what you are. Like, I don't even know what you do.
Dang.
Like, I don't know what you're... No, he said, I don't know what you're good at.
If you had to live your entire life with either Paul Feinbaum's hairline or Chris Berman's physique, what would you do? I don't know why Berman had to catch a stray here, but that Feinbaum hairline is tough.
That's a tough question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but a hairline is a hat away. You can't cover the Berman physique with anything.
Yeah, that's true.
But Feinbaum's on TV, and you can't wear hats on TV.
Also true. He's got that reflective forehead.
Yeah.
Which works for some better than others. Hello, Mulsey. Hope you're doing well.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, the show is over, and it was a weird one today. We're back at it Monday, breaking down Bucks and Phillies. Maybe they'll trade for a bat in the interim, Doran. Mackie, best of luck to you. Have a great time with Donnie Football today.
I will. Thank you. Sorry for crashing your show, Crowley.
I invited you, apparently. He's wearing the 93.7 The Fan apparel, though. He's got the hoodie there.
He's got the team garb on.
Mm-hmm. How tall do you think Mackie is?
6'4" and a half. I mean, come on.
You don't even need the hat.
No, I mean, I know sizes.
How tall am I?
5'2".
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevy. Up to 7,500 in rebates, terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 84.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.